Yo, welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I'm Big Black.
And Julian, as always,
chilling in the studios, the last day of the Olympics.
Closing ceremonies were tonight. It was bittersweet, as all closing ceremonies are.
I know.
But I had a very good Olympics. I enjoyed it very much this past 17 days.
Let's get you Korean.
Hey, we got USA got 9 gold medals.
I know, man.
Fourth in the medal standings?
Yeah, fourth. I think we ended up with 23 total.
Yeah, that's fine. That's respectable.
Not bad at all. I guess there was the last three Winter Olympics, the United States have gotten 9 gold medals consecutive each time in a row.
Nine. Lucky nine. Glorious nine.
But that's kind of weird, though.
Yeah, it is. It is strange.
Over the course of 12 years.
Yeah, that we would walk away with 20, that every year we'd walk away with 9.
It's so crazy.
I mean, I don't know. There are a lot less sports in the winter games than the summer games. So
yeah,
there are 43 in the summer, and there are only 17 in the winter games.
17.
But
God damn.
We'll go back to that. But John, what was your favorite memory from these Olympics? What's
fucking women taking gold?
Hell yeah! I would have to agree with you. Genuine Olympic moment there,
which is kind of like, it's really, I really wanted it to be the men's curling winning gold, but
yeah, that was exciting too.
It was the women's hockey. It was the women's hockey.
Oh, like, man, and the shootout. The late goal to tie it up. I freaked out.
Oh yeah, dude. I fucking, actually, let's take a listen to my reacting real quick.
Oh yeah, that'll be great.
We move on to round six.
Round six of the shootouts.
They like to go first. We go round by round. Justin Lamoureux.
Come on, Serpentine. Come on, just fucking do it.
Shit.
Yo! They might go.
That was fucking sick.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, nigga. Wow. Holy fuck.
Yes! Yes! They fucking won gold!
They won gold! They fucking won gold! Holy shit! Oh! Yeah! That was fucking great! Yes! Yes! Oh, fucking nice! Oh, I gotta get on the internet. This is Big Black for TMSR. Fucking amped.
Yeah, that was, if you...
Fucking amped.
Yeah, like, my reaction was very, very similar. I was in a bar, actually, though, at the time. I was, I caught the tail end of the game. I was streaming it for the most part, at work. It was on in the background. And then, after work, I went to a bar and, the game was on. And, yeah, oh man, oh, that goal was so tricky. That was,
yeah,
like, it was just, like you said, Serpentine. I was just like in the bar, I literally screamed out. I was like, triple dink, motherfucking triple dink. And she scored, I was just like, yes. Oh yeah. But before that, when Canada had tied it up in the shootout, I literally was like, "Ah!" And the waitress was like, "Julian, it's just a game." And I was like, I know, but you know.
No, it ain't.
But it's the Olympics. It's for gold. We haven't won since 98.
I know.
You know?
I was fucking 11, man.
Yeah. So
crazy.
On the same day as the Miracle on Ice.
Ooh.
Yeah, same day. Yeah.
Interesting tidbit there.
So there was the Miracle and what they're calling is the Redemption, because
the Redemption on Ice.
The American women lost to Canada earlier in the tournament, and
yeah,
they came back to win it. And yeah, oh, like being in that bar and watching that moment live on TV at, like, you know, what was it, like 12:30 at night.
Yeah, it was fucking late.
It was late. Yeah, it was just like it, you know, and just to look around the bar and everyone's just staring up at the TV watching a women's hockey game with like all the attention you would be watching to, you know, the Patriots and Broncos game or, you know,
any big sort game, of really.
Yeah. Any game. And it just for that moment, you know, we all cared so much about women's hockey and it was great. It was great.
It was one of the greatest sports moments I can recall in my adult life.
Yeah, certainly seeing live.
Like, that shit was like, wow. I was like, man, if I was a weaker person, I'd be crying right now. For real. It was really, like,
yeah, no, amazing. I mean, like, I could die.
That, like, crying's for weak people. I'm just saying, like, you know, that it didn't move me because it's through the TV. If I was in that fucking stadium, I mean, what is it? Not a stadium. If I was in that fucking arena, I probably would have cried.
Yeah, I mean,
I probably would have cried. If I was there.
Oh yeah, when like yeah. I remember very much. There's a big part of me that loves seeing loves watching sports, not just because of the, you know, the glory and the seeing people do superhuman things, but the tragedy of it all.
Oh, absolutely.
And seeing that misery, I'll lie, if I didn't get a little bit of pleasure of seeing those Canadian ladies ball.
Oh, absolutely. It was fucking great watching them fucking cry.
You know, because it's just like one of those things where it's just like, yeah.
This is TMSR, dog. We be real about shit. It was fucking great watching them eating salt.
I love being, you know, and I just want to say I have no problem with the girl who took off the silver medal.
No, neither do I. That's some G ass shit.
Because she wasn't, I mean, she wasn't, I understand, like, definitely, because team sports in the Olympics are the only thing that really you feel like shit for winning second place.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Because it's like, A, the ceremony's right after the game, so your emotions are still fucking there, you right. know? And it's like, you right. know, there's a reason why, like, the losers of the Super Bowl just get to go into the locker
room. That's what I was going to say. That's exactly, yeah. I was getting ready to say that exact same shit.
They don't have to stand there while the other team gets their trophy. Yep. But yeah, it's just like, I get that. So like people are like, oh, it was disrespectful. I'm like, no, she held it in her hand and, you know, she wasn't, but you know.
She's competitive, yo, for real.
She's competitive.
And gold, I respect the shit out of that.
Gold was her standard and they did not live up to
that standard. Yeah, and that's her standard. So if gold's not your standard, step up your game or shut your face.
Yeah, and you know, if she had like taken it off and like thrown it to the ground or like right. thrown it, so that would be completely disrespectful. But I can understand her being like, no, I am pissed that we did not win gold.
Yeah.
So
so dope.
Yeah. So Canada, all props to you, but no, don't make your hockey players apologize.
No, fuck that. What was your favorite moment?
You know, I did love the hockey moment. I'm going to say that for just because that was a moment shared with other people too.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. And it was, you know, it was a bar full of strangers and we were high-fiving each other.
Right.
And, you know, I played the Star Spangled Banner on the jukebox.
That's right.
Afterwards.
We texted each other, right?
Yeah. We were texting each other yeah. during the game because we knew we were both up.
that was so dope.
I very much enjoyed seeing the Korean women curling team.
Oh, yeah, the curling team. Yeah,
the Garlic Girls.
Well.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
they won silver, right?
Yeah, they won silver.
They won silver. And that was a cool story to follow and seeing them.
So silver.
so silver. Considering they didn't have a program like eight
no,
years ago.
No, that's real shit, though. Come on, man. Same shit with bobsledding, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But that little home country bump. What else was really good? I really like seeing Chloe Kim win the gold with her near perfect half pipe.
You could only
run.
Pick one, Julian. I said your favorite. I only picked one.
Okay, then I'm gonna have to go with the women's hockey team because it was just that.
There were a lot of great moments.
No,
there really
was. It was a good Olympics. It was good.
Even
I loved seeing. I love seeing a fucking Russian doper getting fucking caught.
Oh yeah, that's right. Since we've last you've listened to our mouths hit your ear way holes.
Another Russian
was caught. So the guy that was suspected when we last recorded was found caught in the last week.
He had to give up his bronze.
Second person.
Yeah, and then another person. Caught. The best part was she was wearing a shirt that says "I don't dope."
Dummy.
Yeah. So
fucking cheaters.
Whatever.
Fuck them.
Hey, ban them.
Mm-hmm.
Ban them. IOC, ban them.
Oh, IOC said, well, they're going to continue testing, and if anyone else comes up positive, then they're going to ban them. I was like, no, you need to ban them now.
No, because, you had two athletes.
Yeah, because that was the stipulation for... it's fucking bullshit. Whatever.
Whatever. Closing ceremonies? What you saw? What you liked? Little kid with guitar, pretty cool.
Yeah, my thoughts. It was Korean as fuck.
Yeah, it was super Korean.
Like, if you don't know Korean media or Korean people or Korean culture, like
they saved all that for the closing.
You have no idea how fucking Korean, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. Like it was just like I was sitting there watching it with Jess, and I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking Korean. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I can't describe it. You just have to like know.
Yeah,
you know,
it was like the opening ceremonies. I was a little disappointed because I was like, "Where's the K-pop, man? Where's the fucking K-pop?"
Oh my god! It was
and
so
they saved
crazy,
it all for the closing ceremonies.
But yeah, like over, like you know, having said that, it was I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job.
Because
it was
so Korean. Like, yeah, that was just part of the reason why I enjoyed it. I'm like, man.
It was just a cool, like, it was basically just a cool K-pop concert, and. For those of you who haven't seen or experienced K-pop, you should just watch a few videos and you'll get an idea of the crazy world that is K-pop.
It's basically like the beats that we listen to in America, and there's English with Korean lyrics.
Yeah.
But it's literally the same style of music that we listen to.
It's very, very popular across the world. Not that I listen to it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's not, it doesn't sound foreign.
Yeah.
Other than the language.
Yeah. You would. It's accessible for anybody who likes
Thank
pop
you.
Music.
I'm really high. That's the word. It's accessible as fuck for Western ears.
Yeah. And yeah, I thought they did a good job. I guess I'm looking forward to Beijing.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Tokyo, bro. Oh.
Tokyo's going to be fun.
Tokyo.
Yeah. Tokyo's that. That's 2 years from now. It's 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
Oh, God.
2020.
We'll be in the... Never. I don't even... No.
Yeah. Just shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Shut your filthy... Fuck Trump. Fuck Mike Pence.
There it is. There it is for the podcast.
Okay. Before we get off the Winter Olympics, I just think it's pretty cool. The American woman, America period,
yeah,
got the first cross-country gold medal.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge deal.
Usually smashed by, like, fucking Norway and
Norway
Sweden.
Norway still smashed
it. I mean, yeah. Duh.
Oh, they cleaned
God.
Up.
Even fucking Germany, man. They're fucking really good at that shit.
Yeah. My friend was like, why do you think the Germans are all so good at bobsled? I was like, because Mercedes-Benz makes their shit.
Oh, man.
But,
yeah. But, yes. Beijing should be cool. Hopefully there will be more winter sports.
Yeah. As we said earlier, there are 43 events, different sporting events in the Summer Games. Well, there are only 17 different sports in the Winter Games.
Which is wild. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you think about it, there aren't that many. It's, you know, it's like a lot of it's like variations of like biathlon,
shit, yeah.
Short distance, biathlon, medium distance, biathlon, long distance, you know,
yeah, biathlon, mass start, long distance,
yeah,
yeah,
and so on.
Yeah, it's so damn, man. Yeah.
So if you could add one winter sport to the
fucking snowball fighting.
Snowball fighting. Okay. 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 I was going to be like, all right, let's talk about how this would go down.
I have no idea. But if I could add one, I don't know. if I could add one, I'm trying to think of like what winter sport I watch. Oh, you know what I would fucking add? I would add some. I would add a whole thing full of snowmobiles.
Yeah, see, that's like, what my thought was. Yeah. I was add in snowmobiles.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a event, because you got the jumps. You could do snowmobile racing.
Everything.
Yeah. And so
that would definitely be like the number one thing I would request in fucking the winter sports, snowmobile. Because you can do damn near everything you already do with the Winter Olympics, but just throw a snowmobile into the mix.
And you have dressage in the fucking summer games, you know? And people are like, whoa, that's a horse. And I'm like, well, then give the horse the fucking medal.
Right. But, right, that's real shit.
Yeah, and it's just like, and you have boating events and shit like that in the summer events, so why not? Or hell, like, I would even be cool with, like, snowshoeing.
Like, because you can do like weird, crazy shit, all types of wacky events, football, snowshoe. No, I'm just kidding.
or just snowshoeing, like, races. Cross country and I don't shit. Know if that's like there's enough of like a sports base though. That's where I'm thinking, and I'm
right.
That's why I was thinking the snowmobile, because there's enough of like a competition and circuit.
The whole world snowmobiles.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. That's the key factor too. It has to be like a globally. Not necessarily recognized, but like people partake in it. You can go anywhere on the planet as long where there are people with money, and be like, "Hey, snowmobile! Oh yeah, we go way the fuck over there." And it's like, "Where the fuck in the mountains?" And it's like, "Oh no, we put our shit in a plane and we fly or whatever." But yeah,
or what about dog sledding?
Like Iditarod type shit.
Yeah, like an Iditarod type race. Like you have a 200-mile race around whatever country you're in.
That's just too much. That's inviting to not that. I think it's just like there's too much animal potential for animal things to go wrong.
No.
With that. Like with the horses, it's a horse. You know, a horse can take a certain amount of abuse. Not even abuse, but like it's a physical thing. Like horses put in fucking work. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's that word called? Oh, work horse. Yeah. But yeah. So like that's totally different, but I'm like, cause like during the Iditarod, like dogs break their fucking legs, dogs fucking die sometimes and shit like that. You know, like awful things happen during that kind of shit. That's why you make it that long, you know. But like an Olympic version of that, like I don't know how that would sit well with the current society.
Well, I mean, really? I don't know. It's just a thought. I'm just because when I was thinking about this earlier, I was like, well, there's got to be other sports. But when I was thinking about it, it's like there's not a lot of other things you can really do in the snow or on the ice that they don't already do.
Yeah.
Like,
that's real shit.
You know, they race, they play hockey, they curl, you know, but like ice. I was like, what about ice fishing? No, that you can't really
do that shit either. Yeah, and but you can't, you know. Excuse me. I don't know. Like fishing is obviously like that's a human thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, you know, watching like these like, you know, backwoods channels and shit like that on TV out here. You know, they have like those bass competitions where they fish and shit like that, and. So, like, there's definitely a market for that, but I don't know if that's, like, super American.
Yeah, no, that's my question. And also, it's, like, I don't know how you would, like, besides, like, being, like, well, we're, you know, how do you broadcast an ice fishing competition, you know?
Right.
So, Jake's been sitting here for a while. He's caught a couple of fish.
Well, you would definitely, you wouldn't broadcast that shit live. Like, that is one that would be edited and shown at a later time.
But,
because you couldn't show that live. That's too unpredictable.
But yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, because they have you could do the mass start snowboard races.
They do that already.
No, they already do that?
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
They do that with skis too.
Yeah, well, all right, then.
It was fucking dope. I forget what the exact.
Yeah, because I love that mass start shit.
Oh, the mass start fucking ice skating? Like, that was probably.
Speed skating? That was
speed skating
cool.
Was like probably. My, like, other than curling, it was, like, my shit. I was definitely not trying to miss any speed skating during that Olympic. But getting back to adding, like, I really I'm like, what did I do in the wintertime? Like I said, snowball fighting. That's really about it, you know?
Yeah. I guess it's harder than we thought. Because when I was, yeah, I was like, well, I'll just talk about snowmobiles. And then John's like, oh, snowmobiling. I'm like, well, that takes mine.
Well, yeah, but it's like.
Yeah, but also, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what else we could do. And really, it's just like, I think they've pretty much maxed out the Winter Games.
Like, yeah, with the time that we are having, we're allotted to think about this question on air. Yeah, it seems like there's really.
A limit.
Yeah, and we don't live in a climate where it's wintertime all the time, you know? So it's like we don't really have to fuck with winter sports like that, you know? And it's like, fuck, dude, we don't fucking sledding. Ooh, sledding. That's bobsledding. Like, yeah. That's like, you know, like, okay, cool. That's
sled, which is that's just lose, like, which is just right, fucking like, skeleton.
So snowball fighting, what could you do with that? Make it like Olympic, like the gladiators.
Well, you'd have to have some sort of like league or competition or some sort of way to do it while the Olympics are not on, so you'd have rankings and ways to qualify people.
Speaking of that, there's an Olympic channel. Officially. Yeah.
I saw that. I don't subscribe. I can watch it on Screen and Screen, but I can't watch it like exclusively.
That's fucking great. Oh man. Yeah, that's a really hard one, man, because...
Let us know what you think, what you would add to the Winter Olympics if you could.
Because, like, okay. Yeah.
Because John and I are coming up kind of short.
There's really, even here in the States, I'm trying to think, like, oh, football is played in the snow. I don't know if lacrosse is played in the snow.
Yeah, but those aren't ice sports.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean. Like, there's not those aren't ice sports, you know? What we really have here in the States is just fucking hockey. You know? And
skiing and the snowboarding.
Mainstream. Yeah. Yeah, skiing, snow, the shit that we just dominated in the Winter Olympics, you know? Like, that's some, like, American-made shit. That's fucking crazy to think about, like, you know, not to be all weird about shit, but snowboarding and all that shit, man, like, it's crazy how good these fucking kids are out of America. Like, wow. Yeah. Wow, these little kids are fucking nasty.
God, we've been watching Sean White since he was a little kid.
They are legally children winning gold medals.
Since I was a little kid.
Gold medals, bro. That's fucking crazy. Wow. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's the games of the youth.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like, how do you...
Except in things like dressage, where it's like you have like 50-year-old men.
So like, what else is in the X Games, Winter X Games? Like, what else do
snowboarding,
you...
Snowboarding.
What else do you pull? You basically pull from the Winter X Games. That's what you make the Olympics. Like, that's how you make the Olympics, Winter Olympics have more...
relevance?
Not only that... But more sport, more options, more variety. But even then, it's like, what else is there? Because it's like regular X Games. It's the same shit. Big air, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking half pipe, you know? Just like, it's just the same old shit. It's not boring by any means, you know?
Just a variation on that one thing, though.
Just like anything with a motor. Needs to be in the Winter Olympics. A fucking snowmobile, a fucking like a dirt bike with skis on it. You know?
I think that's just a snowmobile.
Shh. No, it's not. It's a dirt bike with skis on it.
Right. Okay? We'll get on the patents.
But think about it. Like, yo, you can have like a vertical, like, you know how they're like rock climbing shit like that? You could do that shit in the Winter Olympics, man. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Maybe there's some rule about mechanized equipment or whatever.
There probably is.
Well, there's biking. I guess that's human-powered.
Yeah. Cycling and shit. But yeah. But even like, but boats aren't.
Yeah, they're wind powered. I think it's like canoeing and shit. It's not like it's not like speed. They're not on speed boats and shit.
No, I know. Like fucking drug running boats. Holy shit.
Miami Vice shit. Wow, these Olympics have changed.
Oh, man. Oh, good God.
But yeah, overall, successfully done. Yay, Pyeongchang.
Yeah, that was very fun. I enjoyed the shit out of those Olympics. I'm kind of sad that it is over. However, there is...
I'm glad TV's back.
The Paralympics are coming up.
The Paralympics are coming up.
And I'll be watching that, I believe.
Won't be. Not because I don't... Well, let's be honest. I don't care. And other reasons. Yeah. But I don't want to get into
it. It's cool. I'll watch what I
but
can.
But yeah, John will be our eyes on the Paralympics, which are always interesting, but always just, you know.
I want some more medals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can win. We can clean up in that, but I'm not going to know who won the fucking gold in the sled hockey.
It's cool. I might.
You might. And I hope you do. Because those guys work hard and those guys are cool. It's but cool. It's just like.
All right. We get it, Julian. We get it.
What? There's nothing to get. Go Paralympics. I think they're great. I don't want to come off as anti-Paralympics in any sort of way.
I'm just fucking around. Oh, shit. Fucking Skame called. We're about to take a listen to that shit. Word. Yo. What up, Skame?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, everybody. We got Skame on the horn. About to drop shit for that ass.
So for today, got some NHL, got some Olympic hockey, MMA, some NASCAR, a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, that Olympic hockey, you talking about the females?
Yeah. Man and female.
I recorded myself spazzing over the females' win. It's actually going to be in the podcast a little bit later, so it's going to be pretty funny.
All right, nice. I look forward to hearing that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but first things first, NHL trade deadline's tomorrow. 3 p.m. I think that's Eastern time. Not positive on that, but deadline's tomorrow at 3. There's been some moves so far, but the biggest move was made today. Rick Nash of the Bruins.
Ooh.
from New York, coming from the Rangers. Bruins ended up giving up Ryan Spooner, Matt Bolesky, Ryan Lindgren. They gave up a first-round pick and a seventh-round pick. The first-round pick's this year, 2018. The seventh round is for 2019. Not mad at the move. I mean, adding Rick Nash to the team is definitely going to help them coming up into the playoffs.
Right.
He's a solid scorer. Hasn't really lived up to the hype that he had coming in, but still a solid player. I just think they probably could have made that move with the three players and got away without giving up any picks, or at least not giving up that first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good move. Definitely shows that they're trying to go all in this year for the Stanley Cup. So,
fuck yeah. I mean,
it's a good move going into setting up for the second half of the season and going into the playoffs. But, I mean, they are stacked with young prospects. Their farm system is one of the best in the league. But still, why would you want to give up a first-round pick if you really didn't need to? And I don't think they needed to for this trade.
Yeah, maybe there's something we don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But like I said, it's gonna be a good addition. He'll probably end up on the second line, replacing Spooner. He's gonna play with Krejci, which is gonna be should work good for them. They're similar players, so it should probably, as long as that chemistry's there, it should be a nice line for the playoffs.
Word.
Also, Bruins also signed veteran Brian Gionta. Wasn't playing on NHL team this year, but he was team captain for Team USA. Played pretty well, so they signed him to a 1-year deal worth $700,000.
Oh, wow,
so,
nice.
I mean, you get a veteran to help you with the young guys in the playoffs.
Word.
For $700,000, so it's not bad.
No, I mean, he just played in the Olympics, too, so that's, like, real competition, too, so that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he definitely proved himself in the Olympics. He's the captain of the team, mainly because he's the elder statesman, I would say, on the team. but he played good. He played well. Definitely caught the eye of the Bruins, so it's a solid signing, I would say. Definitely helps them going into the playoffs. Other than that, like I said, hasn't really been many moves, but the Penguins ended up getting a pretty solid player from Ottawa in a three-team deal with Vegas. They ended up getting Derek Brassard.
I know that name.
That's a nice setup for the Pens. Yeah, he was a center for the Ottawa Senators. But now, I don't know who went where for the Pittsburgh and Vegas, but Pittsburgh ended up landing Derek Brassard. So that's a solid pickup for their playoff hopes.
Solid.
Going along with that, since Senators gave up Derek Brassard, a lot of people are looking to Eric Carlson, who's another Senators player. He's probably the most wanted person for the trade deadline right now, so it's going to be interesting to see where he goes, or if he goes, if he stays, what Ottawa's trying to do, if they're trying to build around people, or if they're just trying to, like, fire sale, get rid of everybody and rebuild.
Fire sale!
Yeah. Happens sometimes. Sometimes you need to implode the team and start from scratch.
We see that shit every year in any sport, really.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's really all I got for NHL stuff.
Cool, moving it along.
Moving along into the Olympic hockey.
Oh, shit.
Team USA, the reason why Bruins signed Brian Gionta is because the men were eliminated. They lost to the Czech Republic in a shootout.
It was so hard.
Yeah, and then bronze medal game was the Team Canada versus the Czech Republic. Team Canada won that 6-4. And then those goddamn Russians beat Germany 4-3 in OT for the gold.
I know, man.
And then sang the banned national anthem, pretty much telling the Olympic Committee to go fuck themselves.
Wow, fuck them. For real, bro.
You didn't hear about that?
Nah,
their national anthem wasn't supposed to be played. That was one of the sanctions against them going in. And since that was all happening, the whole team, Ilya Kovalchuk, one of the assistant captains, ended up saying, it's like, yeah, we all talked about it as a team. If we won, we were going to sing the national anthem, and they fucking did it.
Boo. Someone else got caught cheating. Fucking wow. Yeah, I watched a little bit of that game, bro, and I was telling Jess, and I was like, man, history's telling me not to vote to root for Germany, you know, because, you know, history and fucking. And then I was like, the current situation of life is telling me not to fucking root for Russia. You know, I was like, damn it, it sucks. Yeah. You know,
yeah, it would have been better if it was Team USA in the gold medal game versus Russia, because then it would have been like the ultimate 80s action movie with America versus the Russians.
Even Canada would have fucking sufficed, man, but I digress.
But that just goes to show. I mean, you should have banned them from the jump. You let them in, and they ended up winning gold, and now you look like fucking dumbasses for letting them in.
And two people got caught cheating. From that same squad too.
So.
It's like, come on, man, fucking cheating ass Russians, bro. It's in the culture. It is. It's unfortunate, but it is. It's. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, they have that. I mean, every country has their Olympic systems. Kids get in it at a young age. Russia just happens to incorporate steroid use.
Doping. Speaking of doping, I'm pretty doped out.
Fuck.
Yeah, dog. The fucking. Right,
so yeah.
Women's
Olympic stuff. We got
women's.
Women's.
Yeah.
I know you're gonna bring it up. I don't got much to talk about.
It's cool.
I didn't watch the actual game.
I stayed up so fucking.
Team USA
ooh.
Won the gold. Did see the highlights. They ended up winning 3-2 in the shootout. It's a nice little move to win that shootout.
That shit was fresh.
Yeah, fucking faked her out with the shot, and then had her way out of position. Which was beat Garrett, went to the backhand forehand. That shit was nice.
Oh, it was so dope. It was so dope. I'm getting jazzed again. I said jazzed. Who the fuck says that? God damn it.
Yeah, she was awesome to see that. Then the goalie making that big save right after to stop it for Team USA winning. That was nice. Good to see that. Finland won against Russia. At least one Russian team got shut out of a medal.
I know. Thank goodness. Fucking cheaters.
Imagine if they won fucking gold or silver or that too.
Oh, man. Terrible. Oh, that would have left a sour taste in my mouth for fucking 4 years. Oh, man.
But yeah, I know you and Julie are going to talk more Olympics, so, I mean, that's all I got for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Keep moving on. We got some MMA. Last night was UFC on Fox 28. I think that was from Orlando, I believe. Main event was Jeremy Stephens versus Josh Emmett. Two hard hitters, mainly two dudes. I mean, they can wrestle, they do their thing, but they like to throw. They like to just stand there, bite down on their mouthpiece, and throw hands. Second round KO. Jeremy Stephens ended up rocking Josh Emmett. Caught him with a nice counterpunch, dropped him to the mat.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Landed some elbows that people are trying to say are suspect because they landed in the back of the head. But, I mean, it's MMA. When you're moving in transition like that, hits to the back of the head are going
to
happen.
Yeah, they're bound to happen. It wasn't malicious.
Yeah, if it's intent that he's aiming for the back of the head, then obviously they're going to say something. But, I mean, he was trying to... Josh Emmett was trying to cover up, and as he was covering up, he was pretty much giving Stevens the back of his head. So there's really nothing Stevens could do. He did throw an illegal knee. From the video, it kind of looked like it like bounced off the side of his head. Didn't land flush, but it did look like it hit him.
Yeah. It more than grazed him.
Yeah. Definitely more than a graze, but wasn't fully landed. But he definitely meant to throw that knee. Like, it wasn't an accident.
Oh, no, yeah, that shit was...
The thing with that is, there's that three points of contact rule.
Yep.
It's supposed to be for when they're standing, because, you know, when the people would play that game, they would put one hand down, they'd be down, so you can't knee them.
Right.
But they're standing on their feet with just one hand on the mat. So to stop that, they did the two hands, and then one of the rules was you could pull them up so that one hand is touching and those knees would be legal. Jeremy Stephens thought that was the case, but Emmett was on the ground. He was on his knees, so he was technically a grounded opponent. So it was definitely an illegal knee. So another thing that goes back to me talking about the rules, you got to clear that shit up, man.
Yeah.
You can't leave that shit open to interpretation.
Seriously, man. That's the NFL's problem right now, too.
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, it's a young sport, but it's been around long enough. I mean, we people should know what's what.
No, that's real shit.
You can't keep playing these games.
But yeah, like, real shit. Like, when we were saying, not last week, but the week before, with Pride Fight, it's like, you know the rules, or you know what not to do, and it was, what, eye gouging and biting? Maybe something else?
Yeah, no, well, that was more like the early UFC, like UFC 1, when everything was no holds barred. Pride had more like unified rules, kind of like boxing, but it wasn't the way it's set up now. But knees to the ground were definitely legal. So, I mean, kicks, you could soccer kick somebody down on the ground right in the face, and fully legal.
Amazing.
So, I mean, it's kind of that's what some people are saying. They're saying left knees on and to a downed opponent be legal, because you'll know, like, if you're on the ground, you're gonna get kneed. I mean, this whole thing where, oh, if he's down but one hand is down with his fingers touching, like, there's too much gray area. It needs to be either it's illegal or it's legal, one or the other.
Oh my god, that's too funny, dog.
Stupid. some of the rules are stupid. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, the 12-6 elbow,
Yeah, I know. That's so...
Like you can't land a 12-6 elbow, but you can shin kick somebody in the face.
I know. It's so stupid. I never understood that rule either, the 12-6. Never understood it.
Yeah, it's stupid. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. All because when they first started doing the rules, it's boxing people doing it. And they were like, oh, we see people breaking bricks in karate doing that elbow, so you can't do that to a person. And that shit's still flying around fucking 20-something years later?
It's fucking hilarious.
It's fucking stupid. Definitely need to reevaluate those rules, but I don't know, I say that every week. Sound like a broken record now.
Sound like a broken record.
But moving on. We got the co-main event was Aleir Latifi versus Ovin St. Preux. It was a pretty good fight while it lasted. It was a quick one. It was the first round submission for Latifi. He ended up rocking Ovin St. Preux with a right hand, I believe it was. And as they were transitioning, rocked him again with another hand. I think it was another right. And as Ovin St. Preux was trying to scramble, get off the ground after getting rocked, he got right up into a standing guillotine. Latifi just cranked that shit as hard as he could.
Oh.
You could see Ovin St. Preux tapping on Latifi's like hip.
Uh-huh.
But the ref was on the opposite side, didn't see the tap.
Ah.
Latifi choked him completely unconscious and just dropped him face flat on the mat.
Oh, shit.
Fucking ended up winning. That was a performance of the night for him. Ended up winning $50,000 for that.
That's right. That little bonus. That's a nice little bonus.
Yeah, Stevens won the bonus for the last fight we talked about.
Oh, word.
For that KO win.
Oh, yeah, he had to, man. That shit was brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Emmett's going to appeal that shit with the board and try to get it overturned to a no contest or something, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
I mean, the elbows were in transition and the knee didn't really land, so unless they rule that knee did more damage than it showed, it's going to stand as a victory for Stevens. Latifi won his match. They both won $50,000. And then another $50,000 went to Alan Joban and Ben Saunders. They got $50,000 apiece for their fight of the night. It was a good battle. I mean, it only went two rounds. It was a good fight, though. But Alan Joban was just picking Ben Saunders' leg apart. Those
Ooh,
inside leg kicks.
Yeah,
added
those.
Up.
Oh.
The combo he landed at the end, he landed an inside leg kick, kind of made Ben Saunders stumble, and as he was trying to recover his balance, Joban was just like, he was lining it up from a mile away and just landed a straight left, I think it was, and knocked him the fuck out, folded him on top of his leg, and everything looked like his leg was broken underneath him. It was ugly.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was a nice little knockout. It was like one of those fight night knockouts, the way he dropped.
The fucking fight night knockouts, bro. Oh, shit. Yes.
And it's fucked up, too. Fucking, not only did you get KO'd like that on national TV because it was on Fox, you got knocked out by a dude who's a fucking model.
Ah.
Like, Alan Joban got, like, some kind of big-ass modeling contract or some shit.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
So you know his boys in the gym are going to...
Oh, yeah, they're going to get on him, bro. Oh, hell yeah. There's no question about that shit.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all I got for UFC on that. Got some kickboxing coming up. I'm not sure if it's next week or the week after, but we'll have some kickboxing. For those people who don't know, Bad Hari is coming back. One of the best kickboxers Ooh. In the world, so looking forward to seeing that and talking about that on the show.
Word.
But got some NASCAR real quick before we go.
Let's do it.
Literally just finished watching the Fold of Honor Quick Trip 500 from Atlanta. It was supposed to start at about 1:00 Eastern today, but rained out. So by the time they got the tracks dry and all that shit, it was about a 2.5-hour delay. Kevin Harvick won the first stage. Like I said, we talked about last week, they break it up into stages. So there's the two stages and then the final stage. Kevin Harvick won the first stage. Brad Keselowski won the second stage. Kevin Harvick won. He was leading the most laps. I believe he led at least 130 laps.
Damn.
Of the, I think it was 325 was the total.
Wow.
Laps. But he led at least 135 of those. Definitely more from when I stopped watching. But ended up going on and winning the entire race. Won the weekend because he won the Xfinity Series race last night too.
Mm-hmm.
So he got two wins coming out of Atlanta, setting himself up real nice with points, leading all those goddamn laps and taking the win. That's big.
That's fucking
big
crazy.
Points lead for him. That's gonna help him out in the standings. Brad Keselowski came in second. Clint Boyer came in third. Denny Hamlin came in fourth. And Julian's boy, Martin Truex Jr. came in fifth place in that top five finish. So.
Oh, yeah, that shit counts.
Yeah, that shit counts, man. I mean, they're definitely in the top 20. So getting those points, those top five finish points, is definitely going to push them up in the rankings. Then we got my boy, Alex Bowman, who replaced Dale Earnhardt in 88. He's not far behind. He's in 14th place in the standings right now, so not doing too bad.
Nice.
But yeah, that's all I got, man.
Word.
That's all I got for this week.
Word, man. Appreciate you chiming in, phoning in, giving us a holler for a dollar.
My nigga. Problem, man. My pleasure, as always.
Yeah, dog. It's real. It's real. It's mutual. So yeah, next week or the week after, kickboxing and all that good shit. Back to
kickboxing, more NASCAR, more hockey.
Fucking
baseball too.
Fucking, oh yeah, that's right. Fucking follow him on the internet at Scheme44 on Twitter and at Nemesis_Supreme44 on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah. Appreciate you, brother. Overwatch League started this week.
Ooh,
or last week.
More owl news.
Boston lost.
Oh.
To the Houston Outlaws. Got their asses slacked.
Isn't Houston bad or is that Dallas?
Dallas is iffy. Yeah.
The team from Florida did a tribute to the Parkland victims.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was nice. But they've also pointed out that none of the players are American and nobody's from Florida.
Of course.
But
that's why you got to rip where it's from.
Your adopted state. So I appreciate that, Florida team.
Florida Mayhem.
It was
I gotcha.
It was classy on your part.
I gotcha.
Yeah, they usually have very elaborate entrances, and this time they just linked arms and then bowed their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I did not know about that.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it was enough that it got into my view in terms of Overwatch news.
Overwatch news. There's rumors of a new character.
Oh, snap.
Coming out. I mean, not rumors, but it's like, it's a teaser. The rumor of the character, what I should say, is that it may be Torby's daughter.
Oh.
Which y'all motherfuckers already seen in a short animated.
Yeah.
And excuse me, in an animated short.
In a short animated.
I was going to say short animated film, but
yeah,
either
I mean,
way,
that is not incorrect.
That's true. That is very true.
It's just a weird way to say it.
Don't you judge me.
It's a movie that is animated.
Shortly.
But it's a short film. It's a short film that's animated. NBA news.
Oh, shit, son.
Kawhi Leonard is not playing with the Spurs, even though the Spurs said he's cleared to play. Kawhi's people say he's not cleared to play.
Oh God, he's doing a D-Rose.
And then Pop came out and Pop was like, well, I'd be surprised if you see Kawhi for the rest of the season. Which is like, you know, there's like 20 games left.
Wow.
Yeah, so what the fuck is happening in San Antonio? Like, I thought Pop was the fucking, you know, player whisperer. You know?
I don't know. I've been hearing rumors about that shit for a little while now.
But, you know, I don't know. Pop, Coach Popovich seems like a cool guy to play for. I don't know. He seems informed. Well, it's just, it's such a weird situation. It's really weird to me.
I know, but he also likes to sit his players. So maybe this is a different approach to taking to sitting his players. And resting them for the preseason.
So you think
resting them during the season and getting them good for the playoffs.
So do you think Kawhi's okay to play, or do you think?
I mean, I can't say that shit. You know, I can't. I don't go the he said she said shit.
Yeah, but who do you believe? Weird. The Spurs or Kawhi?
I mean, I believe the person. You know, who knows better than the person?
That's true.
Yeah, medically he can probably play. But he's like, nigga, I ain't ready to play yet, you know? And that's the thing. It's just like...
He hasn't played since my birthday. It's like January.
The bare minimum, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he's cleared to play. That doesn't mean he's 100%.
That's true.
You know, so that's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
just
it's so weird. It is.
It's fucking weird, and I don't get it, because it's just like San Antonio's usually got their shit together, you know? You don't see a leaky ship like this.
Yeah. It happens.
It happens. To the best it does. Sometimes they lose to Nick Foles.
Who?
Exactly.
Blake Bortles, dude. He got a fucking 3-year extension.
Oh, did the Jags sign him? I was watching that. Yeah. I heard that they were they were waffling. Well, here I'm putting it in now. Check today's the 26th.
Today's the 25th.
25th. Okay, so 25th, 2018. Blake Bortles mania will sweep the nation. come December this year, the Jacksonville Jaguars and Blake Bortles mania will sweep the nation as he becomes the best quarterback in the AFC.
Yeah, 54 mil.
Oh, my God.
Through 2020.
They're going to pay him $54 million for 3 years.
That shit's crazy.
For 2 years?
I mean, it's a 3-year contract.
Oh, fuck me. We are in the world. Oh. We're in a world where Blake Bortles is going to make $50 million. $50+ million. For the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Let's see how much of that is guaranteed, though, because that is pretty wild.
Yeah, but if it's a 3-year contract, 54 mil, 50...
26.5 guaranteed.
That's more money than you and I will ever see.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Unless, maybe.
I mean, you know.
I got a long life ahead of me, family, and I'm not quitting until I see these dollars.
That's more money
in
than you and I have ever seen currently.
Correct. Yes.
And
yes, I'll agree with that shit. Obviously, this.
Yeah, and he's like our age.
Fuck him.
And he's not even that good.
It's cool.
I mean, that's what the. But that shows the premium of quarterbacks in the NFL.
None.
If you can become a
Blake Bortles type.
A Blake Bortles type. Yeah. You could make $30 million, give or take.
Oh, man.
Well, 25. We'll call it 25. What? 26 guaranteed?
Yeah, 26.5 guaranteed.
Okay, so 25 million. You can make 25 million if you're a Blake Bortles type of quarterback.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
You know. There's that for you. I'm looking at you, college quarterbacks.
For real, bro. Like, he didn't do shit. It was a goddamn defense.
Fucking Matt Stafford is the highest played player in the NFL. Stafford hasn't won shit.
It's such bullshit.
Denver's going to give Kirk Cousins fucking $30 million. He went 8-8 last year.
I mean, he's better than everybody here, though.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that, but he's not worth fucking $30 million.
For how many? What's the rumors?
Four-year contract, $30 million a year.
$30 million a year.
Yeah.
So 3, 6, 9, 12. He's going to get paid $120 million to be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Something like that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
I'm about to smash this Budweiser over my face.
Because he made $30 million last year. That's what the fucking Washington paid for him when they franchised him.
Jesus Christ. All these mediocre-ass quarterbacks,
Kirk
bro.
Kirk Cousins.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, if fuck, I'd have to look it up. But I want to say, Brady's never gone 8-8, you know, in full season play.
Right.
Excluding, like, rookie years or whatever. But, like, how many seasons did Peyton go 8-8? Like, maybe one?
Not a lot.
But it's just, like...
For real. Because they were... when he was in, he was always in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, here, every year he was here, we made the playoffs. I think his worst year here was like 10-6.
Yeah, it's like wow,
and that's what an elite quarterback does. Elite quarterback gonna get you 10 wins a season.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Regardless of who else is on the fucking team.
Yeah,
you know Von Miller might be one of the best top five defensive players in the NFL, if not the best defensive player in the NFL.
Right.
But he can be on a 2-14 team.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah, because it's not enough.
Because it's just yeah. You could have 11 Von Millers, and you could still probably only at best go like 8-8.
You may get to the playoffs, but you lose.
Yeah, you'll lose. But it's
because your quarterback like, can't keep up.
But that's what that's what an elite quarterback. Fucking if Aaron Rodgers is playing every for the full season, you're gonna go worst. At worst, you're going 10-6.
Yeah,
like at worst.
Yeah,
and
that's
you know,
real shit.
Same with Brady.
Yeah.
Same with fucking. Same with Peyton when he played. Same with any of those guys. Montana, any of those fucking people.
Yeah, it's real shit. 10-6 is pretty much the worst you're gonna get.
But we are so desperate for those guys. Fucking paying Blake Bortles $25 million.
But that's the thing, man. Like, elite quarterbacks, they know what it takes to win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And that literally also means off the field. And that means
no, and pay cuts. It's a leadership thing.
It's all types of shit.
It's being smart enough to know what's happening around you.
It's crazy, man.
And having the physical talent to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't doubt that Tony Romo had the smarts to be one of the greatest.
Oh fuck!
But
no,
it just dude. His body just didn't
disagreed
with him.
Yeah, he's wicked smart.
You know, as much as we gave Tony shit, you know.
Oh yeah, we used to give him so much shit.
Like I gotta give it up to him. He's one of my favorite broadcasters now. But it's nuts that like. Fucking free agency started, and Blake Bortles is like, yep, I got a 3-year contract for $25 million guaranteed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
If good things happen, I might get $54 million, but, you know, that's like playoff bonuses, Super Bowl bonuses, that kind of shit. Which, you know, I doubt Blake Bortles will get a... No, he will! He will! Never mind. I'm going all in. Going all in.
Yeah, it's Blake Bortles.
It's Blake Bortles, man. It's Blake Bortles, man. He's the $25 million man, baby.
You fucking stupid. Oh, shit balls.
But yeah, that's the first big story of free agency.
Yeah.
God, that's coming
one of the
up.
Few.
Oh, man. Now I have to worry about if Kirk Cousins is coming here. There was somebody who was like, oh, we need to draft a quarterback. The Broncos need to draft a quarterback. I was like, okay, well, we didn't draft Elway. We didn't draft Peyton. And we've drafted Paxton Lynch. We've drafted Trevor Siemian. And we've drafted, what was the other one? Brock Lobster.
Brock Lobster.
And how are those working out for us? Like, Brock, I'm so happy you got paid. But
yeah, it's oh man.
But yeah, it's just nuts. It's nuts. So whatever. Go after Kirk Cousins. Fine. He's the best available guy. because you can't draft worse shit. Unless for some reason Chad Kelly turns out to be really good.
Oh, he's still playing?
Chad Kelly? Hey, we drafted him last season. He was Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick in the draft.
He's still playing?
It's Jim Kelly's nephew.
I know. Yeah, whatever. He's no Tom Brady.
We'll see.
I know. We'll see.
We'll see. After Blake Bortles wins his third Super Bowl in a row, Chad Kelly will emerge as the Broncos' new hope.
Jeez. Fuck that.
Yeah. Any other big stories you want to talk about this week?
No, we got to wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Yo, thank you guys for listening to the fucking episode of the podcast of the Tim Hardy Disposable Paw. It's really good. It's for your soul. Like
hit
chicken
us
soup. No, sir. God damn it. Follow us on the internet at TMS Report. I'm at the Beatnik on the internet everywhere.
I'm at Julian C. I almost said J.C. Mitchell. That is not me.
J.C.
Do not at him and make him confused. I'm at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter. I'm at Jimmy Blinks X on Instagram. Hit us up. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We appreciate you so much.
Peace.
Not a dad, not what? Fourth and a G, John, I never say.